Well, I suppose really my obvious concern is on the existing businesses. And, you know, while I welcome, you know, the new look when it is done the realm, my concern is the survival of these businesses. Because we have to remember, when your footfall stops, effectively your turnover drops. And I always think of that they have to have income in their tills to pay their bills, insurance, their lights. So it is a big problem, but we need to look at what can we do. Now, it's well known and highlighted that I've asked to look at the rates, to give them a break while these works are going on, which I think, by the way, is a common sense approach. But the other side of this is it's been said now that that has to be a ministerial directive. Well, if that's the case, again, I reiterate, Oireachtas members need to talk to the minister concerned to ensure that's put in play. But what we have to do right now, and there's no doubt about it, is to speed up the works. And that is the reason why I made such a strong representation. And I'm very grateful now, to be fair, to Sean Lennon and his team, that he has taken that on board. He has listened to the retailers. And now they have brought in this extra shift, which I believe, by the numbers talking, we could reduce the time frame between 4 to 5 weeks. To me, well, look, that's a step in the right direction. And hopefully we can get back to footfall and try and get income back into all those businesses. Because, look, the works are ongoing. There is scaffolding. There are workmen. People just tend to stay away. They obviously go down to Limerick City, as we well know. They go to Galway. In fact, I believe as far, you know, Lisa Casey has done well because people simply don't want to travel into town. So we have to really be conscious of the stress the business are going through. Now, I welcome this decision. Delighted that its approach, I believe, is getting in the right direction. But you know what? We need to collectively look at the overall plan going forward. My main concern is we protect the existing infrastructure of our town and of all those businesses. So look, it's another step again in the right direction. But again, I would say this, you know, when these businesses' income is down, jobs are a threat. And to me, that has to be a number one priority.
Of course, the argument of the Ennis Municipal District and the council will be that these works will lead to an economic boost for Ennis when they're finished. It'll enhance the landscape and the look of the town, as has been done in other towns throughout the country. But in the meantime, what are you hearing from those businesses?
Well, first of all, it's nice to have a nice looking pavement, but we need to have boots on that pave. And to do that, you need to have extra car parking. We're coming back to the same case. In all my years of retail, when I looked at a business location, first of all, you had to look at a location. Then you had to look at the product range, what the customer wanted. And more importantly, to have parking so they can have access. And that has to be our number one priority in the next year ahead. But again, to reiterate, I welcome the news. Delighted the extra shift is on, and let's get this job done.
Sean Lennon, a senior engineer of the Ennis Municipal District. There's been a lot of criticism from traders and from councillors lately about the roadworks in the county town right now that are going on due to the public groundworks. We have the news now that the contractor operating on High Street will be taking on a night shift from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. to try and expedite these works. What sort of a speed up are we looking at here?
Thanks, Dara. Yeah, sure. Look, I've said it before, the council is mindful of the impact that these works are having on the business community and indeed the residents of the town as well. Thankfully, there aren't any or there aren't many residents in that particular stretch. So we were, I think, able to introduce later working, I suppose. I've heard many people saying, why isn't it done, you know, every night, why isn't it, you know, try to finish up the works quicker, but it's not as simple as that. Obviously, with nighttime working, you know, it'll bring extra noise into the ambient background. It'll lighting, because you have to do the work safely, you will have to light up the area, and, you know, then at nighttime noise becomes exacerbated, you know, so reversing beacons, consoles, jackhammers, etc. We're going to have to try and work with the contractor to ensure, you know, that some of those type of work can be minimised or maybe even eliminated from certain hours, you know. But look, we've listened to the business community. Lots of people have asked, can we try and expedite the works in that particular section? And that's what we're doing. So for the next 5 weeks, we have agreed with Shoreditch at a cost whereby they will work that later shift, and hopefully we'll get out of that particular section much quicker.
We had heard from Clare County Council before, Sean, that some sections of Ennis would remain closed. Some sections of the road around Ennis Town Centre would remain closed even when works weren't going on, to avoid public confusion about what street is open and what street is closed. But can you confirm that High Street will reopen now once works are completed to vehicular traffic?
Yeah, well, all of the works have been timed or have been phased, if you like, you know, or planned, you know, to work in a way that you can keep as much of the town open and you have access to all the areas that are impacted. Like, there's no point in partial opening, so maybe there may be some preliminary works done in certain areas, but we do have to come back again and do the paving or whatever thereafter. So I think people will have seen in more recent weeks, we're lowering the Harris fencing, you know, in certain sections as the works become done. So I suppose our focus is really on getting the town open and back up and running in terms of traffic accessibility and so on as quickly as we can, you know. So we have a phasing plan. We've publicised that plan. It's on our website, I should say, if people want to look at it again. So we have, in so far as we can, crystal ball it. We have identified when areas will be closed and when areas will be reopened. And then obviously we're continually working with the town engineers and with the contractor to ensure that we can get certain sections open as quickly as we possibly can.
Obviously, roadworks are a point of any major infrastructure development anywhere in the country, but naturally roadworks cause frustration to motorists, shoppers alike. I'm sure you've been hearing those concerns. One text that we received resonated with us quite a bit was one listener claimed that they reached the Maid of Erin roundabout and it took them 25 minutes to get to Francis Street in the town. I know traffic can vary on a daily basis, but and you're getting the feedback. Are you looking at that, continuing to monitor the situation actively and discussing maybe, well, how can we change things?
Well, I've said it many times, Dara, you just simply can't do major civil engineering works without causing, you know, disruption. It's true, they're just simply as you know, usually regrettable, but simply unavoidable. And you mentioned there, you know, getting from Maid of Erin over to Francis Street. I would suspect that's more to do with the school traffic. It depends on the time, of course, but if you're going from Maid of Erin over to Francis Street, you're hitting the Gael Cláiste, to the community college, the Brothers, the CBS, etc. So I suspect it's more to do if it was at a drop-off or pick-up time, because there aren't any works there bar coming up through the town, you know, and obviously you can't turn into Francis Street neither. So I suspect that's more to do with the timing that person was coming in at and school traffic. You know, we're always mindful of the impact that any of our works would have on the travelling public, as it were. And we always try and work, and that's why you need a road opening licence. Contractors would come in regularly looking to open a road, you know, maybe to put in a service crossing or something, and we have to be mindful of, okay, are there other works in the area, you know, is there maybe a school or a factory or a shop or something there that will be negatively impacted by that, and all of those things are considered when a road opening licence is being given, you know. So we don't do this type of thing without, you know, consideration on everybody else, but as I say, it is unavoidable to do the works that we're trying to do at the moment.